要读一处圣经。
Let's read another passage.
在诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 106.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇一百零六篇第二节。
Psalms 106, verse 2.
找到了，大家一起来读。
Once we have found it, shall we read together? Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord, or fully declare his praise?
再读一遍。
We shall read once more.Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord, or fully declare his praise?
我们再读诗篇一百五十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 150.
诗篇一百五十篇。
150.
这一篇我们都会唱。
We know how to sing this psalm.
诗篇一百五十篇。
Psalms 150.
我们不要都读了，我们要读第一节、第二节来。
Let's read verse 1 and verse 2.
就读这两节就好了。
Let's read only two verses. Praise the Lord.Praise God in His sanctuary.
来，大家找到了一百五十篇。
Psalm 150.
诗篇一百五十篇，第一节、第二节，两节圣经啊，来，大家一起读。
Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him in His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness.
基督徒啊
，Christians
有两个责任。
We have two responsibilities.
本来这个圣经写的说，这百姓是我为自己所造的。
And the Bible has told us,
这百姓是谁呢
？Have been created for God.
就是。以色列人
originally it means the Jewish
因为以色列人是神拣选
because they are God's chosen people
叫神的选民
they are God's chosen people
那么神拣选他们干什么呢
and why did God choose them
神造这些百姓做什么呢
why did God create all this race
所以给他们一个特殊的责任
God has given them a special responsibility.
就是要诉说神的大能
To proclaim God's mighty power and try to praise Him.
诉说神的美德
And to proclaim His kindness, His goodness.
传扬和诉说都是嘴巴
And it's all used with their mouths.
所以我们基督徒也是亚伯拉罕后裔
and we are also the descendant of Abraham
算是后来加入的以色列人
we should be the later Jews who enter this race
我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔
we are all descendants of Father Abraham
他们是律法的后裔
they are descendants by law
我们是因信称义的后裔
and we are descendants by grace because of faith
所以哎，我们看一下这个事情啊，要说明白
and I need to explain this to you
在罗马书第四章
let's turn to Romans chapter
4 16节
and verse 16
罗马书第四章
and Romans chapter 4 verse 16
罗马书第四章十六节 来，大家一起念两遍。
Shall we read it twice together?
来，大家一起来。
Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace, and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the Lord, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham.
我们照着亚伯拉罕的一信。
Because of Abraham's faith,
我们就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And we become offspring of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕有两种。
There are two types of
offspring. 一种是律法的后裔。
One is by law.
按照法律说，从他肉体生的，这是叫属灵的。
Is a descendant biologically by him.
我们不是。
We are not.
我们是一信呢，效法亚伯拉罕之信。
Because we follow his faith.
我们是亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔。
We are his spiritual descendants.
所以啊，我们也有一个责任。
So we also have one responsibility.
这个神给以色列的责任。
And the responsibility God has given to Israel.
这百姓。
Those people.
就是被神拣选的人。
Those chosen ones.
我们也是神的选民。
And we also God's chosen one.
以色列人是神特选。
And Israel are special chosen people.
神选他们干什么呢
？Why has God chosen them?
就特别用他的嘴做两件事情。
Use their mouths to do two things.
第一是传扬神的大能。
And is try to proclaim God's mighty acts.
第二呢是诉说神的美德。
And to proclaim his goodness.
哎，到了，不光传扬诉说。
It's not only try to proclaim.
到了。
And praise him.
诗篇一百五十篇。
And to Psalms 150.
那里写得更清楚了。
It says more clearly.
那么我们要赞美耶和华。
We need to praise the Lord.
在神显能力的穹苍赞美他。
Praise him in his mighty heavens.
在他的圣所赞美他。
Praise God in his sanctuary.
我们现在就是在圣所里。
And we are in his holy temple and praise him.
那么在他显能力的穹苍那可大了。
And praise him in his mighty heavens, that's so big.
那不止于是到了旷野，到了世界各地一切空间啊。还要在他创造的宇宙中来赞美。
It's not only in the bush and all this creation on this earth. You need to praise God in His time and space and this universe.
在他显能力的穹苍。
Is in His mighty heavens and praise Him.
那赞美什么呢
？And praise what?
也是两件事。
Two things.
所以基督徒这个嘴巴。
So therefore our mouth.
除了传扬。
And also to pray to preach gospel and to proclaim to describe.
还有一个赞美。
And we need to praise him.
称颂赞美。
And we need to praise him.
所以人的嘴巴。
So therefore, man's mouth.
不是让你说谁谁谁怎么样了，谁谁谁怎么样了。
You should not use for gossiping.
那个叫张家长什么，李家短。
And they are purely just gossiping.
神给我们一个特别的任务。
But God has given us special responsibility.
一个特别的，就是使用嘴巴的方法。
A special mission from God, how to use your mouth.
传扬。
Is try to proclaim.
诉说。
Try to describe.
赞美。
And try to praise.And try to praise his name.
所以一个基督徒啊,
so therefore a Christian,
的嘴巴,
your mouth,
这是正用,
and this is appropriate usage.
关于吃饭,
and about your food, eating your food,
关于喝水,
drinking waters,
关于其他的用处,
other purpose,
说话,
speak,
所以说话也有讲究。
And when you speak, there is some special restriction. Some people speak usefully.
彼此沟通。
For communication.
联络感情。
and to bring harmonies,
啊, 切磋意志,
and to share the wills.
这个都可以,
and that is good.
但是人最不好的用处,
but some people dispute this kind of usage.
就是说是非,
that is gossiping.
那个神没有叫我们做那个用。
God never asked you to do so.
啊，人比万物
and compared to the rest of the creation,
都特别。
We are very special.
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为神造万物。
When God creates all,
是给人的。
Is for man.
神造宇宙万物。
God creates all, the whole universe.
都是给我们的。
Is all for us.
来，我们看。
Let's turn to the Bible.
这写在圣经上，这不是我说的。
Is written in the Bible. It's not what I say.
神造万物是给人的。
God creates all for man.
我们看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
二十四节，二十五节。
And verse 24-25.
使徒行传。
Acts chapter 17.
第十七章。
Acts chapter 7.
啊，我们看这是，这个是神造万物是给人的。
And God creates all is for man.
十七章。
Seventeen, Acts 17.
二十四节，二十五节。
24 and 25.
来，大家一起念。
Shall we read together, please?
也是念两遍，每一段圣经我们都要念两遍。
We need to read it for twice.
我发现有人念一遍，连字儿还没找到。
And I discover, like when people read once, they're even not discovering the word.
有的连那个行啊在哪儿还没找到。
And they're not even finding the line.
人家就念完了。
And people finish it.
所以念第二次呢，他才找到。
So if we read it for the second time, and people can find it, and they can remember.
他才明白那句话。
And then they can understand.
在圣经的什么地方
？Where is it?
好，我们读二十四节。
We shall read verse 24 and 25. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. Does not live.The temple built by hands, and he is not served by human. 将生命气息万物赐给万人。
再来一遍。
We shall read once.
读到二十五节最后一句话，那是最要紧的。
And the second half of 25 is most important. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth.And does not live in temples built by hands, and he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
The God who made the world and everything in it.
那么神创造了很多。
God creates all.
但是神又创造人呢、啊？创造，
But God also creates man.
自己倒将生命、气息和万物赐给万人。
And he has given man's life and breath and everything else.
所以人活着。
So therefore, when we live,
是神给人气息。
And God has given us the breath.
给人生命。
And give us a life.
哎，这是神所赐的。
It's all given by God.
那么还有呢，万物。
And everything.
赐给万人。
And everything else is given by God.
所以神造万物。
So therefore, when God creates all,
是为给人。
It's for man.
让人从万事中、万物中学功课。
So through everything.Everything we need to learn things.
得智慧
and to get wisdom.
这我们读旧约就懂了
When we read the Old Testament, we understand.
神要让我们从这个万物中万物互相效力
So everything works around us.
叫爱神的人得益处。
To benefit those people who love God.
所以神造万物是给人的。
So therefore, when God creates all, it's for man.
但是神造人呢？
But how about when God creates man?
神造人是给他自己。
It's for him himself.
哎，神造人是为自己。
And God creates man is for him himself.
来，我们念以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
四十三章。
And 43.
第七节。
Verse 7.
啊。
Isaiah.
以赛亚。
Isaiah. Chapter 43.
四十三章。
Chapter 43.
第四十三章第七节。
Verse 7.
我们找到了。
Once we have found it,
大家一起来念，也是念两遍。
Shall we read it twice together? Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
再来一遍。
Once more. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory,whom I formed and made.
这里还说到神怎么造。
And it also says how God creates.
神分了三部分，三个造。
Three steps, that's how creates man.
创造。
He create.
制造。
He produce.
构造。
And he structured.
神费三道手续造人。
That's the three process how he make man.
但是神造人。
But when God creates man,
为什么造人？
Why?
人不是物吗？万物吗？
One of everything he has created? No.
人是属于神的。
Because we belong to God.
这个不是百姓了，这个是凡称为我名下的人。
We're not talking about man in general, but is who belong to God. It's a special.
都是神为自己的名所造的。
Those belong to God. God created for Him.
凡称为我名下的人。
As under my name.
是我为自己的荣耀所创造的。
Whom I created for my glory.
哎，万物是为人造的。
Everything was created for man.
但是人是为神造的。
But man somehow was created.We're creating for God. Do you understand that?
你啊，不是万物。
You are not one of everything. You are not an object.
你是人。
You are a human.
你是人，你是称为啊神名下的人。
And you are called by God's name.
你是神特意为自己造的。
And God has chosen you for Him Himself.
所以人特别珍贵。
So therefore, men are precious.
所以圣经说，神爱世人。
So therefore, the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world.
神为什么这么爱我们呢？
Why He loves us so much?
因为我们是专为他造的。
Because we are created for Him.
我最近在查经啊。
I just recently done the Bible study.
查神为什么要造人。
And I try to understand why God creates man.
这个神造人叫神旨意的奥秘。
That is a mystery of God's will.
这个还有一个叫做神预定的美意。
And this is what God preset as a good will, and He has set up.
神造人有一个计划。
God has a plan, has a purpose on man.
神第一个造人呢。
When he first creates man,
人是神的预像。
And because men are God's pre-image.
为什么呢？
And what is that?
因为人是照着神的形象造的。
Because men are created by God's image.
这是创世纪第一章二十六节。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says.
太多了。
And we won't turn to that because it's too much.
要照着自己的形象和样式造人。
God used His own image and form to create man.
他是照着他自己的本相。
His original image and create man.
那么，但是神不是没有相吗？
And we say God doesn't have His form and all His image.
神没有形象。
God has no image.
神是纯灵，灵。
He's purely just a spirit.
灵是没有形象。
Spirit doesn't have an image.
啊，那么神怎么造一个自己的形象呢
？But therefore, how can God create His own image?
因为他要道成肉身。
Because God needs to come down.
他要亲自来成为人的样子。
God will become flesh and become a man.
所以呢
？So therefore.
神的人就称为神的预像。
So therefore, the humans can be a pre-image of God.
来，我们看罗马书第五章。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章十四节。
And verse 14.
上半节说人是罪人要死。
And in first half,
it
was talking about men are sinners.
下半节才说。
And they are going to die, but the second half.
来，大家一起读，也是读两遍啊！
And that's read
读两遍你就记到了。
And you will remember Romans chapter 4, verse 14.
有的人没有圣经。
Some people don't have.
大家注意一下，你边上的人有没有圣经？没有圣经，赶快去拿一本给他。
And try to grab one for your neighbors.
没有英文圣经的，英文的弟兄姊妹们要负责。
If you need English Bibles and someone need to be in charge,
都要看圣经。
Everybody must read the Bible.
你来到这儿不是听圣经。
You come here is not only listen.
因为我讲到都是根据圣经。
Whatever I preach is related to the Bible.
圣经上没有我就不讲。
If it's not recorded in the Bible, I won't speak.
你是来听神的道。
You come to listen the words of God.
神的道就是圣经。
And God's word is all recorded in the Bible.
所以必须得弄清楚我们来的目的。
You need to understand why the purpose you come to this.
不是来听那个老头讲什么。
It's not come to listen to an old man.
我讲什么没用。
It's useless.
必须听见神的道。
You must listen to the words from God.
好，我们来注意啊。
And on the 14th,
每个人都要看圣经，不能看我的脸。
Everyone, don't look at my face. Read your Bible.
大家，我们来，大家一起读。
Shall we read verse 14? Nevertheless, death ran from the time of Adam to the time of Moses.Even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as the Adam who art a pattern of the one to come.
再读一遍。
Once more. Nevertheless, death ran from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as the Adam who has a pattern of the one to come.
所以啊，我们人是神为他自己造的。
So therefore, we are created for God.
为什么呢
？Why?
为他的荣耀。
For His glory.
等我们有一个退休会。
We have a prayer retreat.
我们的退休会我要专讲。
I need to specially talk about this.
这个神为他自己的荣耀创造人。
And because for God's glory, He has created man.
所以人是为神的荣耀创造的。
So God creates man for His own glory.
人不是糊里糊涂有的，不是猴子变的。
We are not came from monkeys.And just all of a sudden, we have been created. There's a special purpose why God creates man. So we are the pre-patterned of God. When Jesus came, and He is the original image of God. So once we turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章，我们从第二节读起，二节和三节。
Hebrews chapter
1. 希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
第二节第三节
Verse 2 and 3
来大家一起读
shall
也是读两遍
we shall read it twice but in these last days he has spoken to us by his son whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe the son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being sustaining all things by his powerful words after he had provided purification of sins he sat down at the right hand of majesty in heaven
再读一遍来
and we shall read once more、please.
两遍就清楚了
but in these last days he has spoken to us by his son who he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe the son is the radiance of God's gloryand the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful words. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
你看，就借着儿子晓谕我们，
and through his son,
早已立他为承受万有的，
and who has appointed him as an heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
他就是耶稣。
And he is Jesus.
耶稣是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And he is the radiance of God's glory.
底下就说清楚了。
And it says quite clear.
是神啊，本体的真相。
The exact representation of his being.
嘿。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And he purified
所以啊，耶稣是神本体的真相。
So Jesus is the exact representation of his being.
所以神预定的美意里。
So in God's will.
就是神将来要让人看见。
So in the future we can see.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为圣经啊，神是自隐的。
Because from the Bible say God is a self-hidden God. He is a spirit.
无穷大的一个灵。
And is a very big and massive.
是隐藏的。
It's a hidden one.
什么都没有。
There's nothing.
宇宙中什么都空空荡荡，什么都没有。
There's only emptiness of this universe.
只有一个独一的真神。
It's only one true God.
他在无始的永远中自我存在。
He exists in the timeless time, like long, long time before. There's no timing.
后来他有一个计划。
And later on, he has a plan.
他要把他一切的丰富、一切的内容、一切的能力、智慧、生命和美德都彰显出来。
And he wants to display all his wisdom, his power.And he's all good at, and he wants to show the world.
他是有目的的创造。
So purposely he creates.
所以啊，耶稣要彰显。
So Jesus wants to display.
那么人呢，就是要彰显神的美德。
And we need to display God's goodness.
神就是要借着人把他彰显出来。
Through man, we need to display God.
人的智慧啊。
Man's wisdom,
人的能力啊
man's power,
人的生命啊
man's life,
但是现在我们的生命不能彰显神
but now we, our life somehow cannot display God's glory. Why?
因为人是个犯罪的生命
because we have this sinful nature.
没有得着永远的生命
we're not gaining this internal life.
这个人是堕落了
so we have fall.
神要把人救回来。
We are the fallen ones, and
还要给人永远的生命。
God wants to redeem us, still want to give us this internal life.
要让人呢，在永远中彰显神的一切荣耀。
So in His internal glory, we need to display God's creation.
这就是神预定的美意。
And that is the preset pattern God is going to set up.
现在这个进度啊。
So now it.Progress,
神救赎的计划的进度
and for his resurrection,
已经到了末了，差不多。
It's towards the end.
那什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是得救的人数快填满了。
I think those people who has been resurrected, saved by God already up to the number.
得救的人数快填满了。
And who has been saved by gospel, the number is up.
从耶稣降生以后到现在 2000多年。
Since Jesus was born until now, more than 2,000 years.
神一代一代的救赎。
And God has shown his salvation generation by generation, selection by selection. God select.
Until now.
I think the number is almost full.
那我们不知道神要多少。
We don't know how much God wants.
神有个数目。
God has his fixed number.
那么这个世界就结束了。
And this world is towards the end.
所以这是神的计划。
And this is God's plan.
神预定的美意。
And he has set up his will.
那么神预定的美意呢, 就是神造人。
And God also creates man.
他将来要道成肉身, 要取得本体的真相。
And he's going to come, the word become flesh, and become the true representation for God. He even experienced his own death.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he has no sin.
他是替人死。
He died for man.
然后他把人的罪赎尽了。
Jesus Christ dies for man. He redeemed all men's sins.
把永生给人了。
And give the eternal life to man.
他升天了。
And he has risen.
到后来他再来。
Then he is coming back again.
It's
nothing to do with sin anymore. He's going to make us all
going
back to heaven with him. That's his good will.
那么神预定的美意, 人就是要彰显神。
Man should display God.
人彰显神什么呢?
Display what?
彰显神的智慧。
Display his wisdom,
能力,
his power,
生命,
his life,
和一切的美德,
and all his goodness.
人要彰显, 把神这个,
we must display God's nature, all the good nature of God.
借着人彰显出,
and through man, we must display.
你彰显一点,
maybe you show part of it.
当然不能一个人都彰显,
I don't think a person can display all. Because God is mighty God and too big. And his wisdom is beyond all imagination.
所以啊,
so
therefore,
and at the end of the age, what God is displaying?
智慧,
his wisdom.
现在最吃香的叫做人工智慧。
And think about artificial intelligence.
你掏兜吧, 掏出来, 哦, 这叫人工智慧。
Take, things out from your pocket, you have a smartphone.
人工智慧。
This is artificial intelligence.
彰显神的智慧。
And now this era, high tech, has displayed God's wisdom.
哈里巴巴啦, 腾讯啦, 百度啦, 这些都是彰显神的智慧。
And all the internet big companies, they display God's artificial intelligence.
他们叫人工智慧。
It's artificial intelligence.
哇, 这个智慧都影响几亿人。
It has a great impact on billions of people.
听说现在哈里巴巴已经有20亿人入他这个, 支付宝啊, 什么宝, 什么宝?
It looks like Alibaba, they have about 2 billion members joining their service, doing all kinds of trade.
所以啊,
so
therefore,
this is called artificial intelligence.
神第一个要彰显他的智慧。
And first of all, God wants to display his wisdom.
创造这么多。
And he has created all the universe.
一切的运作。
All the movement of this universe is all God's wisdom.
哎, 这个要查智慧啊,
and if you want to check on God's wisdom, we have many,
那么,
many Bible verses relate to God's wisdom.
所以人是为神造,
so men have been created for God.
人的功能有两个,
there's a two purposes we need to show.
啊, 要传扬,
we need to proclaim,
要诉说,
to praise.
要称颂，
要赞美。And we need to describe God's grace.
人的嘴巴的用处。
And that's the purpose for our mouth.
那么神的能力，你要传说啊，传扬啊。
You need to preach to people about God's power. What is His power?
啊，我大概的告诉大家。
I'll just tell you in general.
神的第一个能力就叫创造的大能。
His first power is for creation.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为宇宙原来是没有的，什么都没有。
But used to be nothing in this universe.
啊，神的能力一出来。
And when God's power comes up and release.
就创造了诸天宇宙万物。
And it creates all.
啊，这个圣经也是明明显。
And Bible has told us so.
啊，神用他的能力创造。
And God used His power to create all.
爱因斯坦给我们解释了。
Albert Einstein has explained to us.
宇宙中一切的物质。
In this universe, all material, all elements.
都是能力组成的。
Was constructed by power.
能力是哪来的呢？
Energy.And where does this energy come from? It's from God.
哎，神是宇宙中的能源。
And He is the source of all kinds of energy.
现在世界上也讲这个。
And in this world, we're also talking about this.
讲什么能源呢？清洁能源。
Is we call clean energy, green energy.
哦，说现在煤炭呢，那是肮脏的能源。
They don't like the traditional energy anymore.
现在连汽油都是肮脏的能源。
Including petrol, they are not clean energy.
就空气不新鲜啊，就因为汽车太多了。
It's because we get so polluted because we have too many motor vehicles.
所以将来中国。
So in the future, in China.
要实行清洁能源。
They want to use all clean energy.
天上就好了。
So the sky will get much better.
这个青山绿水
and it will have the green mountains, clean waters.
神第一个就是能力
and first of all, God display His power.
神没有能力没有出来以前，先用智慧设计
and He used His wisdom design all before He created.
神设计诸天宇宙万有都是画图的
and He has a plan and He drew a blueprint.
比如圣经里说神创造地球
So for example, the Bible tells us how God created this earth.
神先画出圆圈
And he drew many circles.
地球是圆的，你看画圆圈。
You know, this earth is like a sphere. It's a round.
啊，这个我不查了，要查都有。
And I won't check on the Bible for you.
都是圣经写。
It's all written by this Bible.
神。创造诸天
He makes all heavens
哎，创造万有
And He creates all
都画图都有图表
And He has a blueprint a design
从最大的到最小的
From the biggest to the smallest
小的就是原子
An atom is the smallest
原子里边还有夸克
And there's another smaller than atom and they have discovered even smaller And they have a smaller particle.
还很小的。
And very, very tiny.
所以啊，这个神创造先设计图。
And there was a blueprint for design everything.
神就把他的能力释放出来。
Later on, God release His power.
很容易啊，神造的时候很容易。
When God creates, it's very easy for Him.
并不像我们想象那么困难。
It's not as hard as we think.
因为圣经里说，神说有就有。
Because the Bible tells us when God says so, it will be so.
不是拿工厂拿锯拿什么造，神的能力。
God doesn't need a manufacturer and doesn't need a factory to produce all that. It's by His power, and that is His mighty power for creation.
所有的物质
all materials
都是借着创造的大能创造出来。
And through His creation and His creating power.
第二种大能叫
做
无穷之生命的大能。
The second power is indestructible life.
那物质啊，只是石头啊，土啊，这些都是物质。
And all the materials, something like soil and stone.
像磷酸钙啊，碳水化合物啊，这些东西。
All your body's elements like calcium and all that.
但是生命不是了。
Is all elements.
生命是又一种。
Life is different.
神有无穷之生命的大能。
And God have this undestructible life.
耶稣来到地上
就把这种能力显现出来。When Jesus came, and he has shown this power.
那么无穷生命的大能还可以啊。变成复活的大能。
And this undestructible life and power can become resurrection's life.
这复活的大能啊。
And this resurrection?
这是十字架上显露出来的。
And it has display on his cross. And it's for our salvation.
然后到最后还有叫万有归服的大能。
And he also has a power to us.Everything become one.
还有呢，托住万有的大能。
He also has the power to hold.
那是什么
？What is that?
大家知道吗
？Do you know what is that?
啊，叫现在研究的叫暗能力。
It's called dark energy, dark matter.
暗物质、暗能力。
Dark matter or dark energy.
所以神给我们彰显的大能有六种。
And what God displayed to us, there's six types of His power.
这六种都需要我们传。
And we need to preach to other people what is God's power.
你要记得哦，这些我说的，你把它记下来哦。
You need to remember how great is our God.
所以，因为我们要传扬神的大能。
And we need to proclaim His power.
你都不知道神有什么大能。
And you don't know what kind of power God has.
对不对？
You can't even preach this.
你要传扬神的大能。
You need to really preach God's power.
把神的大能啊，向人说，这宇宙万有怎么有的啊？你一解释，人就懂。
And once you explain, people will understand.
哎，然后呢，你要诉说神的美德。
And you need to talk to people about
his goodness.
What kind of goodness he has.
比如神有爱。
God is love.
我们最懂的就是爱。
And that's we understand the most.
神有爱。
God is love.
神有义。
God is righteous.
神有，哦，有很多美德。
He has many, many of his goodness.
神的正直啊。
His righteousness,
神的公平啊
，His justice,
神的诚实啊
，His honesty,
神的诚实，神的真呢、啊、
，His truthful,
神的美啊，神的善呢、啊、
，He's wonderful and He is kind,
多得不得了
and He has many, many of.His goodness.
所以这些美德都是我们要认识。
And we need to know His goodness.
我们先要从这些美德里来认识。
We need to learn from His goodness.
比如神有多大。
And for example, you need to know how great is our God.
我们要认识。
And you need to know that.
神多么奇妙，我们要认识。
And how wonderful our God is, you need to know.
神是至大至奇。
He is the greatest, the most wonderful, and most faithful, and the most righteous. And we need to check all that out.
要从圣经里查出来。
And from our Bible, we need to check it out.
神的恩典啊，
God's grace.
这些美德我们都要去传。
And we need to go to preach God's goodness.
我经常就做这个事儿。
That's the job I'm doing.
我告诉你。
I need to tell you.
所以神留的我。
So God kicked me to this old age.
就是传神的美德。
To preach His goodness.
就是彰显能力一点点。
To display little bit of His power.
人受限制。
Because we are restricted.
人是太小。
We are too little.
只能彰显一点点能力。
We can only display little bit of God's power.
不能彰显多
，can't display more，
像耶稣彰显的多
，but Jesus can display more。
耶稣叫死人复活
，He can make the dead person become resurrected， and the blind can walk， and can see， and the cripple can walk， the hunchback can be straight up。
哎呀，那这他彰显的能力太多了。
He display many of God's power。
他平静风和海。
He can quiet down the sea and the wind。
他叫死人复活。
He can make the dead one come back to life。
这些能力都是神的。
And this is God's power。
借着耶稣彰显。
Through Jesus Christ。
但是我们要传。
But we need to preach that.
要诉说。
We need to proclaim.
这是我们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
所以这本圣经啊。
So therefore this Bible.
神一切的美德。
All God's goodness.
神生命里头的内容。
The content of God's life.
神的真神的善神的美。
God's truth, God's wonderful, God's beauty, God's kindness.
借着圣经向我们介绍。
And through our Bible, it explains all.
所以一个基督徒。
So therefore, a Christian.
你要想传。
If you want to preach gospel.
诉说神的美德，你得有资料啊。
You need to have some data. You need to have
some
information. Where does your information come from? This Bible.
我讲的都是这个。
What am I talking about is all related to the Bible.
所以这上头都有。
And it's all content in this book. You don't need to find extra information. I need to tell you.
要按照神学去讲，讲讲讲错了。
And if you follow the theology, what you keep going, it's going to wrong.
讲到牛角尖里去了。
Because you will run yourself into a dead corner.
照着圣经讲。
But you need to follow the Bible strictly.
圣经越讲越多。
And more you preach, more you discover.
神的美德。
Is God's goodness.
神的美德我就想。
And I'm thinking about that.
我们要得着一点儿，
if we can get little,
享受无穷。
And we can really enjoy our life.
所以我今天说，我们有两个责任。
So therefore I tell you we have two responsibilities.
一个是传扬。
One is to preach.
神的能力。
God's
大能。
Power, His mighty power.
一个是诉说神的美德。
And to proclaim His goodness.
我们一定要做这个事儿。
And we must do that.
你才有用。
Then you are useful.
否则的话。
Otherwise.
圣经说了。
And the Bible has told us.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
You are all astray, not on the right path, become useless.
他也不彰显神的荣耀，不传扬神的。
You never show, display God's glory, and never proclaim God's goodness.
他在地上没用处。
Useless on this earth.
所以没用，赶快走吧。
And you should go back quickly.
老年人听了。
Old man, you need to listen.
你要从今天开始。
From today.
传扬神的荣耀。
You need to preach God's glory, display God's
glory. 不要去说闲话了。
Stop gossiping.
不多了时间。
You don't have time.
也不要去管其他的小事儿。
And don't let little things trouble you.
天天想诉说神的荣耀。
And every day I'm thinking about how do I proclaim God's glory.
我在电台上所做的广播都是这个。
And I use internet, I use the sermon to preach gospel.
所以神就留着我。
So that's why God keeps me.
留着我做这个事儿。
To do these things.
本来我早就该死。
Indeed, I should die quite earlier.
这就是实话实说。
I tell you the truth, why I stay. And you need to remember that.
你还想多活几年。
If you want to live a little bit longer.
你赶快做这个事儿。
Just doing these two things.
神要继续用你。
Then God will keep using you.
让你诉说，传扬神的大能。
Because you are preaching God's power, you are proclaiming His goodness, and that's why you need to exist on this earth.
我天天做这事。
And every day I'm doing that.
我在屋里想啊，都想这些事。
So when I'm sitting in my room, I'm thinking about that.
想好了我就来讲。
And when I think about that, I come to preach to you. And I check on the Bible where is it talking about that.
找好了我就讲。
And I come to preach to you.
有人说啊，刘弟兄会讲到，其实啊，我不是不会讲，我是找到目标了。
And it's not I know how to preach, it's I have a purpose of my life.
就是为这个。
The purpose of God's creation.
你天天神造我们为吃饭吗？
Does God create you for eating?
那你不变成饭桶了吗？
You become a rice bowl.
那是造粪机器。
And is a machine produce poop.
那你活的就是个天天在那儿吃啊喝啊，就是完了以后。
To eat and drink and play.
那不是神造人的目的。
That's not the purpose why God creates you.
神造人的目的。
God creates you.
说得很清楚。
It says very clear in the Bible.
所以今天。
So today.
告诉大家。
I need to tell everyone.
你要想，继续存留。
If you want to keep going with your life, a good life, Use your mouth.
做正经事。
Do the right thing.
不要讲是非。
Stop gossiping.
讲家常雷天大，更不要讲。
Don't gossip.
那都叫罪。
They are sins.
哎，我们要讲，传扬神的能力。
We need to preach God's power.
诉说神的美德。
We need to proclaim His
goodness. 大家听懂了没有？
And do you understand that?
想不想活长一点？
Do you want to live a little bit longer?
这叫长寿的秘诀。
That's the secret of my long life.
哎，我说够资格。
I can show you that.
我
现在97
了。 I'm qualified.
And I'm 97 years old.
马上就98了。
And very soon I get 98.
但是身体还是很好。
My health still good.
脑子还蛮清楚。
My brain still very good.
为什么呢？
Why?
就因为我干这两件事。
So because I'm doing these two things God asked me to do.
传扬神的能力。
And try to preach His power.
诉说神的美德。
And to praise His goodness and His name. That's my testimony.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们来擘饼。
And we will receive Holy Communion.